Okay, so we were discussing the potential Maris Ayin issues that we have in businesses with non-Jews, right? And now we are on to this complicated Tosfos. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. So if you remember, the Gemara had said that in a case of Arisut, a case of sharecropping, even though the Jew owns the property, and but you would think it would be prohibited for the non-Jew to work from, it's not, because since the non-Jew is paid in percentage, so even though he's not the owner, we still have the argument of a daita d'nafshei avid. The only potential problem we have is
Maris Ayin
in a case where arisa is not normal, and the normal relationship is shir yom, right? Is a day worker, in which case it's problematic because you aren't allowed to have a day worker. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Good? Okay. Fine. So, Tosfos picks up and cites the position of Rabbeinu Tam. And now you are in a place to understand it. And Rabbeinu Tam said, Pasak Rabbeinu Tam, halacha... Oh, sorry. This was something, if you remember all the way the first day, right, we noted that there are two dayot in the Gemara, right? Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and Rav Shimon ben Elazar, as to what exactly is mutter. But Rabbeinu Tam paskins like the first position of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who paskins that Rishut is mutter. That's not the position of Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You don't remember that? Right? Give me the Gemara for a second. Right? See, this was all the way at the beginning, right? The fact that I gave you source sheets doesn't exempt you from looking at the Gemara, right? Right. Remember that the Gemara had said, so Arisusil of Shimon Elazar Lisle, he doesn't hold that the heter of Arisut, right? Of Arisut, meaning he doesn't buy the argument that sharecropping is mutter, because at the end of the day, he's working for you, right? We talked about this all the way in the beginning, right? But we paskin, in time paskin, there's Shimon ben Gamliel. Okay, so paskin, we're in time, the halacha of Shimon Gamliel, the Amar Arisus, Arisus, they call it. Now again, Rav Shimon Elazar makes a lot of sense, right? You could say, well, look, a sharecropper, at the end of the day, it's owned by the Jew, so it's usher, right? That makes sense. But we paskin, Shimon ben Gamliel. We tochka, but then Rabbeinu Tam expands this and says, Hitil, Yisrael, Shinasan, Beso, Lasoso, Vikablanos, Livnos, Bafilo, Vishabos. From here, Rabbeinu Tam says, you're allowed to have a non-Jewish kavlan build you a house in public on Shabbos. The kavachomer namihu, the hashar, Yisus is sada, shechelik Yisrael mashbiach, melocha shari, kavlan shim boshevach, Yisrael klal, b'mashim ar nachri, la'sozu, b'kavlan is l'koshke, in the name of kavlan ha'kavlinu, say kavit. He said, look, we said that contract work is mutter. We said not only is contract work mutter, but even sharecropping is mutter, which is a bigger chiddush. Why?
Because it's for fruit. Wait, sharecropping.
Right, kablanus. Right, Rabbeinu Tam said. Right, kablanu is right less problematic. Mm-hmm. Why? Because the guy works totally for himself.
Uh huh.
Right.
But so, don't aren't you getting benefit from what he's making?
Yes, but not the fact that he's doing it on Shabbos. Right, arisut. It's not true. Because every day you make money.
Why you make money every day if he's doing the sharecropping for him?
Because you make 80%. He only gets 20%. And still it's mutter because we say he's working for himself.
When do we make the example that the portion for you is bigger than his? It's usually that you're taking a smaller...
No, you take the bigger one. The owner takes the bigger one. And it's still mutter. Right? Because he's working for himself. Right? So, based on this, Rabbeinu Tam says, you see that anytime it's considered working for you, right, even a recent Baba Homer Kablan is mutter, and therefore Rabbeinu Tam allowed building a house on Shabbos. Okay?
He did allow it or doesn't allow it?
He does.
But aren't you going to benefit from the house?
In a recent, you're benefiting.
Right.
In Kablanet, you're benefiting. But we say it's mutter because the guy is considered working for himself.
Okay.
So Rabbeinu Tam said, as long as it's a task worker, then it is mutter to have him build your house on Shabbos.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, fine. It's a task worker.
Now, what Gemara therefore does, what's the problem? Guys, what's the problem?
Why do we allow
this solves the fundamental problem. What problem does it not solve?
Maris
Ayin. Which Gemara tells us that a house is also called the Maris Ayin?
Not Argamara, because Argamara says nothing, boy. Katan! Good! So what's the solution?
What can Moed Kata?
Outside the borders of the city. Outside the borders of the city.
Read it like Rashi versus the Rash. Read it like the Rash, who says that that Gemara is only about
Avelos.
Avelos. And therefore say, but on a Shabbos level, there would be no Mar Zion problem of Kablonos on Shabbos. And that's what Tosfos says. Well, Fizet Tzarech Iyun.
Look.
Fizet Tzarech Iyun by he, you too. The Perek Misha Havach, the Amr Shmuel Mekabli Kibol Zohat Chum, Asr Chuzat Chum Mutter. He said, wait a second. The Gemara in Moed Katan says you're not allowed to build, have a goy build a house for you on Shabbos. If it's betochat chum, meaning it's a place where people can see. Achein Rabbeinu Tamu Kilalu Kulach Shmaitz Ba'avel. No problem. He solves it by saying it's Avelos like the Rush. Okay. Yes. Now, what's the problem? Even if Rabbeinu Tam, let's just follow Rabbeinu Tam. Even if Rabbeinu Tam says that the Gemara in Moed Katan is only about Avelos, and therefore he says that it should be Mutter, what Gemara now does he have to contend with?
Our Gemara.
Because what does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says, Sadeh Mutter. Why?
Because he's a Tablan, right?
Merchatz
Asur.
Asur, why?
Because it's not that common.
It's uncommon. Now what do we got to figure out?
Shabbos Yom.
Buy it, which is neither a Sada or a Merchatz.
Right.
And Rabbeinu Tam has to explain why buy it is not like Sada and is more like Merchatz. Right? That's his goal. Yes? So, if you look at the Ksav Sofer over here, he tries to explain it. And he says, look, Svirler, Rabbeinu Tam de Labdavah, Echad de Rov Osim Kach Tolim Beheter, Elegam Mimiktas Osim Kenya Dunuhu Leschos, Vyom Roshav Vaday Asar Bekablonus, Vulai Mishum Ezer Shabbat Zagmon Tzav Agav Shein Rov Osim Kach Vadam Rina Yisru Yisru Merchatz Lav Di Inche, Shiny Merchatz Lav Dil Klal. Now look, here we're getting into the weeds, right? But this is going to be important. Lamaisa. The Ksav Sofer says, here's the rule. Okay? You could have distinguished between Sada and Merchatz how? Right? Meaning, if it's about Marasayan, what's going to solve Marasayan?
A Tchum or... Well, it's a
but this is all Betocha Tchum. What will solve it?
Probably. If you... What, if
it's public. These are all public.
Oh.
What solves it?
If you make it aware. Make it...
How many people do it in a mutter way? Right? Meaning, will someone look at this and say, he probably hired a day worker? Or not. Remember the Gemara said, everyone does a risut. Mm-hmm. Everyone sharecrops. By Merchatz?
Not everyone. Not
nobody. Everyone. So, Ksav Sofer says, well, a house, where does a house fall? So the way he understands Rabbeinu Tam is like this. Right? He thinks that Merchatz is not at all. That the only time it's usher is if not some do it this way, some do it that way. But if
everyone does it,
in usher way, not usher way. It's not usher way. Everyone does it
tasks
by day, and therefore it would be usher on Shabbos. Not an usher way, meaning not everyone has a merchatz open on Shabbos. Meaning anyone who has a merchatz hires day workers, and therefore to have it open on Shabbos should be usher. And therefore, even if you happen to do it by task, it's still usher. Because everyone's going to look at this and say, that's Nachum's Hamisha bakery, right? Or Nachum's spa, not Luke's spa. Luke is just the manager, right? And even if Nachum had hired Luke as a sharecropper, right? Meaning he gives him 20%.
So what would you say that is Merchatz or not?
So that's the Merchatz case, right? Ksav Sofer says, in the time of the Gemara, Merchatz, nobody, except for Nachum, right? In his Talmudic spa, right? Or whatever. The person Nachum is a Gilgul of, I don't know, right? Assuming you believe in Gilgulim, right? So,
I don't want to get in trouble. I don't know which way I'm going to get in trouble, but I'm which side of that equation there. Sada, on the other hand, the Ksav Sofer says, could go either way. And that is Mutter. Right? And then he says something even more mechudash. And he says, even if what? Even if only some people do it. But, guys, look.
It's normally done.
But Jews will do it to avoid Shabbos problems. Mm-hmm. Right? Meaning, a normal person wouldn't do this. Like, it's not crazy. Some people rent out fields, barisut, or houses, barisut. But if they want to rent it out, if they want to have it done on Shabbos, then they will do it by reset because it'll make it mutter, or they'll do it by kablon because it'll make it mutter.
Mm-hmm.
So Ksav Sofer says, that's what Rabbeinu Tam says,
I don't really understand
mutter.
What he was saying.
Well,
I don't really understand.
This is a public place.
Yes.
Therefore, it should be usher to do it even in a mutter way because of Marasai.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Problem is, Rabbeinu Tam says you can have a house built with kablanos.
Yes.
But houses, people build both with kablanos and day workers.
Yeah.
So shouldn't it be usher mishum Marasai? Because some people do it in usher way. So the Ksav Sofer says it must be that Rabbeinu Tam understands Marasai differently.
Okay.
Namely, not all versus some, right? With all being mutter and some being usher, but
even if some are...
some versus none.
Meaning
the only time it's usher is if nobody would do it big kablanos.
Okay.
Right? But if anyone would do it big kablanos, Rabbeinu Tam will say mutter. And that's why he thinks a house is permitted. Because even if the majority of people don't do it, it's not unheard of. Okay. So he says, right, Chani Merch lovely Kal, the Gamerchal Zavrat Musa Rachel Shiasa the Marisa Baskiris Kamashgoto Rishon him. So Miruba Bachnasumat. And he said, why does nobody do it with a spa? Why does nobody do it with a bathhouse? It's not just that they happen not to. Why don't they do it?
Repeat the question, please. I'm sorry.
Why? Right. The Ksav Sofer says, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the reason that a merchatz, you have to assume that it is done by stirio, meaning by day workers, managers, rather than arisut or kablanut, right? Such that it's usher. Meaning, right? He argues that it's only usher if nobody does it by the way you're doing it, meaning by task. But if people do, then it's mutter. And that's why the house, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is mutter, because people will look and say, oh, sometimes you hire contractors. Right? Now, Ksav Sofer says, why was it that Nachum would be crazy to allow Luke to get 20% of his... the profits of the merchatz.
So it looks like some days...
Or hire him by task.
So it looks some days didn't take in that much profit.
That's what he says, yeah, because profit is not nearly as high, or is not that much more than...
day by day.
Expenses.
Ah.
Right? Meaning he's saying it's crazy to do it by there. Why? Because let's say it costs Nachum $1 million a year to put into the hotel to make sure that it's a functioning spa. And he brings in 1.1 million, right?
It's not bad.
It's not terrible, right? As opposed to building a house, you put in 700,000, 100, a million shekel worth of building material,
mm-hmm.
and you sell it for 3 million, right? Think about how much builders make,
right?
It's a million shekel worth of building costs, but if you, it's in a good expensive area.
That's what I have.
Right? They'll sell it for triple the price easy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he says, look, it makes sense that I'll hire my contractor and say, look, finish the task and I'll put, right? I'll give you a nice salary for the job. Right? Or I'll give you a percentage of the job. Right? You don't do that when there's marginal profit. Right?
It's meaning margin.
Not so much. Margin. Right? That the margin of error is not so much. The margin of difference, not so much. Because then there's Maris Ayin. And he says, therefore, even if you live in a place where people don't normally contract builders, now he makes another step. And he says, it
It's not just that it has to be not at all, but some is okay. It's part of the svara is also not at all because it's illogical. Right? Meaning nobody hires a contract worker for a merchatz and pays him by task because it's illogical. It's much easier to pay people minimum wage, right? To work as your to work in your spa, and then you have a chance at making money. But if you give them a set high job fee, right? It's going to cut into your profits, right? But by a buy it, there's no particular reason. You could hire someone by the task. Haraya nowadays. That's what we do all the time. Right? I mean, it's not like, so in the time of the Gemara, they didn't usually hire contractors for houses. They hired day workers. Nowadays, we usually do the opposite. Right? He's saying, as long as it makes sense either way, and therefore some people do it, Rabbi Tam will tell you it's mutter. Right? So, for Liksav Sofer, right, how do you deal with Mara Zion? Right? What's the standard? The standard is, right, it's us or if. What? If everyone pays by day, because why? Because, right, there's a small margin of profit, or the small profit margin. So then what? Then what?
It's not.
It's Mara Zion and us, right? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
If it's a sub, meaning everyone does kablanos or sharecropping, then obviously mutter. The Ksav Sofer says what Rabbeinu Tam argues is if some people do it, some do it, because it's logical either way. Then what?
Rabbeinu Tam says mutter.
Correct. Then it's mutter. Now, I will just point out.
Well, even the other way, then
what?
Even if you say the other way.
Even it could go either way. Now, remember...
What do you mean from the, what did we say before? Or from...
Even if some people do it in an usher way, and some people do it in a mutter way, and therefore someone could look at it and say, I don't know...
Ah, you have a chashash, in other words.
He's saying, in okay. Tom is machadish, that's mutter.
Okay.
Right? Now, this may not be so clear, because remember, we talked about, like, last week, or Sunday, whenever we talked about it, that, right, chashad marasayin, according to some, like the Stechemet, is exactly this difference. Right? Will they look at it and say you're doing something asur vaday, or look at it and say you might be?
Mm-hmm.
Right? This, according to the Stechemet, is called shah, meaning someone looks at it and says, I'm not sure. Is it mutter or is it asur? And what did the Stechemet say? Then when is it asur? In public and mutter in private. But Rabbi Tam is going farther because he said it's mutter in.
Either way.
In public. Yeah. Right, so this is actually quite... The way Ksav Sofer portrays of Rabbeinu Tam is actually quite problematic. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That is... Okay, so now if you want to look at the summary here in English, Ksav Sofer explains that regarding construction, although most workers are paid for their time, at least that was the reality in time of the Gemara, there is no inherent reason why the workers could not work through kablanut, where they would be paid by the job. Therefore, if someone sees a worker building a Jew's house on Shabbos, he will assume that the worker is a kablan. Right? And this is where the Ksav Sofer makes a jump, and he says, you know what? You know why it's not a problem with Stei Chemed? You know why no one will say they're doing something asur? Why? Because Jews don't like violating Yisurim. And if there's an usher way to do it and a mutter way to do it, they're going to do it the mutter way. So why then by the merchatz do you not assume? Right? Why by the merchatz is it usher? If you always assume the Jews do the right thing, then why is the merchatz usher?
Usually done in an usher.
Because it doesn't even make sense. Right? It's not just that people don't usually hire contract workers to work at their spa. It's because it's weird. Meaning, not just weird. It doesn't make sense. The profit margin isn't high enough. And therefore, someone will look at it and say, I want to give you the benefit of the doubt, but really, you're giving up on the little profit that you have? Right? Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And therefore, they'll say, you know, I thought Nachum was a from guy, right? But maybe not.
right? They won't say, oh, maybe Nahum is fabulously wealthy and is doing this as a present to Luke because Luke has been so helpful for him in all of his previous business ventures. Right?
So is Luke the manager or is he now the contractor?
What? He depends. Sometimes he's been a contractor.
Luke is the guy.
He's the guy. He's his guy. Luke is Nahum's guy. Okay? Good. Okay, that's Rabbeinu Tam as understand the Ksav Sofer. Okay? The re takes it differently. Rabbeinu Yisrael Peres de Kablonus device Aser. It doesn't call Rias Rabbeinu Tam. He says, nah, it's Aser. It's Aser. Lo Domen Achsiru said that the Shmaitz in Olam, Regilas, Kablonus, the Barbisus, the Mechtel, Shiz Ravia. Binim, Bais Regilas, the Skormi, the Yom, of Aroin Omer, Kablonus, the Oskir Yom Ninu. He says, what are you talking about? Right? He says it's not true. The Re says it's very simple. Right? It's very simple. Houses are usher and fields are mutter. Why? Because fields people share crop and houses they don't. And they hire day workers. That was the reality of the Gemara.
As a partner or not?
Not as a partner, as a sharecropper.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's not a partner.
Because what benefit are you getting from that?
No, but like, don't we refer normally to sharecroppers? I'm not saying as partners, but they're a sort of a partner.
Sort of. They're a partner in the profits.
Yes.
Yes. Okay? So therefore, the Re says no. The fact that the Gemara in Ma'at Katan, right, says it is usher to build a house, right? To have the guy build the house, right? Rabbeinu Tam says, "I stira," right? Ah, that's about avil, right? The Re says, "No, that's about Shabbos." The Gemara in Moed and Katan is about Shabbos, and therefore, what? Houses are usher, period. Fields are mutter. Why? Uh-huh. Because fields people normally share crop, and houses
people don't.
They don't. Zo, right? Not complicated, right? Not complicated. Now, according to this. Right? Meaning, you don't need all the lum just the ksav sofer. It's very simple. If people normally share a crop, usher. If they don't,
wait, so they're reverse.
If they don't, normally share a crop, mutter. If they don't, usher. So that's all there is to it. Therefore, field, mutter. House, usher. That's all. Now, what they note here at the end, and this will be important in a minute, is that presumably none of this is formal. All of this is
case by case.
Time dependent. Right? Meaning in the time of the Gemara, people normally hired out sharecroppers.
Nowadays, today,
right?
Buildings.
Right? But like, you know, nowadays, the opposite is true, right? Farmhands are hired as day workers, right? You know, often like undocumented day workers, right? Unfortunately. Right? Who are paid below minimum wage and taken advantage of. What?
Paid in black.
They're paid in
black.
On the black market, if that's the expression you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yes, meaning often they're undocumented workers that people take advantage of, right?
No, so not
all, obviously, but
no,
like...
Not all. I thought you meant like something of a rural state. Like,
no, I'm just saying, like, realistically, a lot of, like, you know, workers in, you know, as opposed to houses, right? Meaning even if some of the people working in the house might be undocumented workers and the like,
true.
Right? Normally, who do you hire to actually build the house? A contractor. I mean, nowadays it's the opposite, right? If you're a farmer, you might hire farm hands, based on how much work you need that day, right? Honestly, dishonestly, whatever, right? Right? I don't, but houses, right? I didn't hire the day workers for my house, right? I hired the project manager, right? The kablan, literally, right? The kablan, and I said, here. Here's how much money I'm giving you, right? You deal with the rest. Give me my house on time, right? That's it, right? Give me my house in 2 years from now, and that's it.
You do whatever you want.
Yeah, get it to me on time, I don't care, right? Now, in Israel, that usually means, ha, 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 yeah, we'll get it to you on time, sure, right? I was lucky, I did, right? Meaning, they told me 2 years ago that I would get it at the end of August. I got it September 6th. Lo nara, right? That's like a rounding error. 2 years, 2 years, 1 week, really
that's
not
early.
Bad.
It's like one day
yeah,
before.
I have friends who bought 7 years ago. It's still not built, you know?
Seriously?
Yes, it'll be done in 2 years from some point.
Just like the train from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. It'll be done in 2 years. 2 years later, it'll be done in another
year. No, it'll be done in 2 years. Presumably, 2 years from some point in the future.
Yeah.
Right? Like, every point in the future is 2 years from some point 2 years earlier than it. I didn't say 2 years from now. I just said
2 years.
Or, people look, in 2 years, plus, but it's, yeah, not important. Okay, good. Now it happens to be that the Yerushalmi, many of you shouldn't point out, the Yerushalmi sounds not like Rabbeinu Tam. Yerushalmi on the top of page 5 says, Tani umnin akum shahayu osin sham Yisrael betoch beso sheyisrael asr betoch beteyen mutter. Work that the Jew did in his house is asr. In the Jews' house is asr. In the non-Jews' house is mutter. Amr b'shem ben alazar b'medvar mamurim b'kibolet. That's talking about contract work. Ava b'schar yom asr b'day workers you can never hire. This is things that are detached from the ground. Anything attached to the ground is aser. In a different city, it is mutter. What does that mean? That means if it's outside the city, whether it's attached to the ground or not, it's mutter. So the first day in the Gemara is that mutter even? Perhaps it's mutter even b'schar yom. So Re'ila says no, it's only by contract work. And Shimon ben Karsten of Hashem Reach of Shabbos uba avel uba avadzar alach Shimon ben Alazar. And therefore Shimon ben Alazar explains that even a kablan may only work on Shabbos if he is working in his home or outside the city, right? But you can't do it where people are going to see you in the rush. Therefore, rejects it. Again, Joseph Yitam Yerusham Shimon Alazar v'lamatina b'talmud shalom shecholigalav minayin lanu lehatir helka kol kibolis b'mechubar kibinyan bayis aser. And therefore, based on this, the rush says that he thinks any kablonus in mechubar is aser like Shimon Alazar, and therefore he passes against Rabbeinu Tam, and you are not allowed to. Okay, fine. Now, there is a, right, the Yerushalmi is a bit unclear, right? The Yerushalmi, admittedly, here is a bit unclear what exactly is going on in the Yerushalmi, right? I ran through it, but the Yerushalmi is actually quite unclear. Right, so what exactly is the Yerushalmi getting at? So the Yerushalmi has how many criteria?
His examples?
Criteria.
He's dealing with the...
Not examples, criteria.
Like, what issues?
Yes, so one was public versus private.
One is connected to the...
Right, country. But one, another one was, are you working in the Jew's house or the non-Jew's house? And the third one was, attached to the ground or not attached to the ground? Right? Now what exactly are these principles?
I don't get what you working from the non-Jew.
I mean, what are those three principles do?
What does you working for the non-Jew have to do with anything?
Not that you working for the non-Jew. What the non-Jew?
Yeah.
It can't be public.
Oh, you working?
It can't be done in your house. It's be done in his house.
Okay, fine. That's what I
mean. Right. It can't be attached to the ground.
Right.
Right. Now the Be'er Halacha just says, don't be so medactic, right?
Yeah,
really, there's only one rule, which is, is it public or not? What the Gemara, the Yerushalmi is giving you examples. If it's done in the Jew's house, right? Meaning, the non-Jew comes and you ask the non-Jew, build me a bookshelf, right? So there's two ways he could do it. He could come into your house and build the bookshelf on your wall, or he could...
Build it in his carpentry place, whatever,
mm-hmm. whatever it's called.
Woodshed or something, his workshop,
right? And then bring it to your house and assemble it quickly, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one of those is public and one of those is private. If he does it in his workshop, nobody knows it. It's for you. And therefore...
Yeah, but then they see him bringing it over.
No, he can't bring it on Shabbos, but he can do the work on Shabbos.
Oh, okay.
Right, meaning, the Mishnah, Be'er Halacha says, don't get so caught up in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is just giving you different, like, examples of when something would be public and private.
Right.
Namely, if it's done in the non-Jew's house, in private, so then...
It's mutter,
because as long as you pay by... contract, it's fine, right? It's just an example, right? It doesn't mean this as a formal rule, right? And that's all it means, okay? Right, that's it. Right, the point is that it can't be minkar, it can't be recognizable that it's the Jews in any way that it is made private, right? You don't see it, it's on the non-Jew's house, b'chule, so then it is? Ben's mutter. Okay?
He wants to know if it's public or private, attached to the ground or not.
And done in the non-Jew's house. But I mean, it's one big rule according to the way, right? Essentially, according to the Be'er Halacha, it's one big rule. Okay? And that's why he argues the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring all these different conditions. Right? Meaning there's only one real condition. It doesn't bring big Beis Yoshe Yisrael, because the point of Beis Yoshe Yisrael is that it shouldn't be public. Right? That's it. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here, you have the Harchavot, look at the Harchavot on page 2. However, right, that's not so clear for the third condition, namely, attached to the ground, not attached to the ground. Right, so if you look at the Rash writes, Yerushalmi Parakam Shabbos Tanya, Bemed Varmurim Betalosh Menach Karka, V'muchubar L'Karka Aser, Hilka Kol Kibolet M'chubar Kivinyan Bayez Aser, right, the Rebbeinu Tam, so the Rash forbids, therefore what?
The Rosh forbids that there's no...
By the way, okay, I don't think I actually articulated this today, right? The way the Rosh concludes in this Gemara, the Reed concludes in our Gemara, is that it's usher to have someone build a house for you, it's mucher to have them build to work in a field for you, but only if what?
If
it's not in the city, right? Remember, because he reads Rabbeinu Tam, right? He reads, because, right, the Reed reads what? Right, if you read the Gemara in Moed Katan, as applying to the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, you're allowed to hire the guy to work in your field if it's arisut or the like, or contract if it's not in the city.
Okay, fine.
Right, it has to be private.
You first started with how you can do the field if it's outside the city, which...
Right, okay. I was pretty sure I made this clear at some point, but okay, fine. And therefore, he says, look, a house is usur. But then, and this is where I think it gets very formal, and this may just be a low plug... Right, because conceptually, otherwise it doesn't make sense. Which is, the Rush thinks that according to the Rushalmi, if something is talush v'tzarech mechubar, meaning, I am, the guy is ewing stones. And he's polishing stones, basically, into the right, making stones into squares, right? What?
Gravestones.
No, for your house. We're looking at the house, right?
Okay.
He's taking the rocks from the quarry and he's turning them into nice squares to build, right? Like bricks, right? And he's doing that in his house.
Right.
So is that mutter? So I would have thought...
Yes.
Yes.
Well,
if the only principle is public-private, then I would have said, who cares that the rocks will eventually be put into my house.
They were done in...
He's doing it in his private space. But the Rush thinks, according to the Rushalmi, that would be...
Usser.
Usser. And he writes from his grandfather that he didn't allow them to put rocks that they had made into... Right, bricks or whatever, even if they did it in their own private property, he didn't allow them to use that to build on Shabbos. Sorry, not on Shabbos, ever. If they made those bricks on Shabbos, he didn't allow them to use it for his house ever. And that's actually how Shulchan Aruch paskins. That lifts Shalavonim and Koros to shape these rocks or boards. Afilu bebeso she'ena Yehudi asur kevin letzorach machuberhu v'im asur ken lo yishakem bivinyan. If he did it, he shouldn't put it in the house. Now this is a bit weird, right? Because if the only rule is what
private,
public, this is weird. So I assume that this has to be like a low plug, right? That the way we set up the gzera, this is the only way I can understand it, right? Is that once we forbade doing anything
in public,
you might
do it in private,
right? So then we just say, look, we don't distinguish, and anything which formally is considered, right, building like, right, is usur. Alternatively, maybe you could say that usually, right, people, you know, don't do it in their house; they do it near the building site. Right, meaning think about it. Right, they didn't have big trucks. Nowadays, it's totally normal. You bring a truck full of perfected rocks,
mm-hmm.
Right? But like, presumably, they didn't always do that. I don't know.
And maybe it's just like we're worried that people will end up doing next to the house, and therefore it's part of the Gzeira. I don't know. Okay? Now the Dogel Mevava Shai Shuva quotes. Now another possibility is that maybe it's just very well known, right? Is that like if you have someone building a house for you,
people
right?
Know that it's
yeah, it's like you know if you hire somebody, you know, you like you put on your front door, right? I have X, you know, Luke's carpentry
usually people,
company.
Usually people put signs out saying.
Correct. So then if they happen to go by the workshop and they see them building whatever, right, getting boards ready, they'll say, oh, those are the boards that are for Nachum's house. Mm-hmm. Right, something like
but
that.
They know that it's...
Right, again, these are all variations on the theme that, you know, the type of thing that's built into a house is maybe too public. I don't know. Okay.
It also might take away from other people's simplicity, Onik Shabbos, if they hear banging and all that.
Yeah, now the Dogel Meirvava, though, says that he has a heter, that he thinks that even according to Shulchan Aruch, he has a way out. And that is, maybe the Shulchan Aruch would only forbid it, or the Yerushalmi would only forbid it, if Nachum said, listen, Luke, I want you to build my house with this stone. Right? Like, here's the stone that I got from the quarry. Mm-hmm. I want you to use this for my house. But let's say he just said, Luke, I want you to build my house out of Jerusalem stone.
Mm-hmm. Kind of required to do that.
Here. What? Or correct. And he said, I don't care which Jerusalem stone, do whatever you want. So then, Dagon Rebava says it's mutter. Why? Because even if Luke is now getting the Jerusalem stone ready for Nachum's house, let's say on Sunday morning, he says, you know what? My house, like Luke's house, is Luke is a ger toshav in our scenario here. Okay? My house in Yerushalayim, you know, is not finished yet. And you know, Nachum can wait. He has over, you know, 10 houses, right? He doesn't need this house so urgently. You know what? All the rocks... Yeah, all the stones that I prepared yesterday, I'll use for my house, and I'll prepare some new ones for Nachum.
Right.
So then, even though on Shabbos he was making the stones for Nachum, he wasn't really because he could decide to use it for his own, right? And therefore, if he says, right, if on Sunday morning he says, you know, I will use it for Nachum, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the point is, Nachum Rebbe says the only time it's usher is if Nachum says, I want these stones, because then when he was working on the stones, he was doing it for Nachum. But if you just hire a contractor who's building 100 houses, even if he actually gets the stones ready for Nachum, it's not us or why? Guys, why?
Sorry.
Why is it not us or?
Because he could still...
Because he could switch it. Meaning, if... The only time it's usher, the only time that everybody's going to know that these rocks are for Nachum's house is if Nachum was insistent on these rocks.
If Brick said, donated by Nachum.
Not donated, for Nachum's house. Right? Okay. Fine. Now, additionally, anything which is very public, even if it's not a house, is also usher, right? I mean, if the principle here is that things shouldn't be done in public, and therefore Shulchan Aruch writes that Melechet Befar Hesef Fiyum Montalgon Svina Yidul Yisrael Dina Kamo Melechet Mechubar. So a boat, right? Okay, you get to be rich today, right? Yosef doesn't have that many houses, but he does have yachts. So Yosef decides he wants his sixth yacht. So he hires...
It's not bad.
Chris to build his yacht. Now, Yosef doesn't have small yachts. He has very ostentatious yachts that say Yosef's yachts, right? So just because it's not a house, right? Normally we say metaltlin are fine, right? If you hired Chris to, make another diamond ring for your wife, so very expensive, but so what, right? He'll do it in his house and no one will know until the end. Right? But your yacht, which is...
says my name straight on the face of the...
Yeah, you know, and... he's fixing it up in the harbor, right?
So Shulchan Aruch says that that's also usher, right? It's not just houses, it's anything which is public like houses.
Or it's, and it shows that it's you.
Right. Now there does seem to be a little bit of a stira, because in Reish Mem Dalet Dalet, Shulchan Aruch says it's usher, and in Reish Nun Beis Gimel he says tov lahachmir, it's better to be machmir, which doesn't sound like it's actually usher. The Ber Halacha says, okay, we lahalacha are machmir ikra din, not just a chumra, but we actually are machmir on Yosef's yacht. Okay, fine. Okay, let's see, we have a little bit of time. Okay. An obvious point. I've said it several times, but now to see it inside. As we said, all of these are based on Maris Ayin, which means that there has to be a concern that you're doing it in an usher way. But that's not objective. That depends on
what people,
time and place. And therefore, the Ritva, number 5, look at the bottom of 5, says, Live note by Asur Elam Ken Adavar Yadum Aforsam Kol Shush Kablanus Vishari. Houses are Asur unless people always do it. What?
With a contract order.
Good. He said, Olam HaKol Fiyamakum Kfiyazmanu Minag Olam. Everything is based on what it's like where you live now. The call to Tal Beit Tergumin Hagam Shari called the Tal Bisur Asur Elam Merchat Bizman Hazem Mutter Sheminag Olam Haskir. Says, therefore, nowadays, you can rent out the spa. Why?
Because people do that.
People do say, you know what, Luke, I'm not in the mood to run my spa. I'm just going to rent it to you as a franchise for this whole year. Give me, you know, $10,000 and you can get all the profit. It's not worth the headache. That's totally normal. It's called a franchise, right?
Right.
And therefore, the Ritva says, nowadays, we don't have the same limitations, right? You can rent out a merchatz, right? Because who cares? Everyone knows. Oh, yeah. So Nachum... Yeah, you know, so he franchised out his merchatz. Big deal.
So now one of his houses.
Okay.
So I built a yacht.
Good. So to summarize, what we have is that the Ri and the Rush, it is forbidden to allow a non-Jew to work on Shabbat, even the Kabbalah, if it's done publicly. Right? And we already talked about Mechubar LaKarka, and it is work. If it is work that's customarily done through Shkaris Yom, if the kind of work that's customarily done through Kabbalah or Risa is permitted for the worker to work as a Kabbalah or as a renter, if there's no Maris Ayin, and in these situations, the non-Jew is working for his own interest, the Ritva adds that its permitted modes of employment may vary in different times and places. Okay? Should we stop there for today?
We could, yes.
Yeah. Okay, fine. So that we're at the bottom of page 5, right? So tomorrow, make sure to continue. I thought you'd be finished with these source sheets. I really did. I gave you a whole day, but you know, whatever. And try to look at the Archavot a little bit.